At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Winspiration, the way to the essential. On UK Health Radio, Winspiration brings wisdom and information for an extraordinary future. Together, we can shape the world we want to live in. So let's get real and create the idea. Be extraordinary.
Welcome to another episode of Winspiration Radio, and it will be inspiring today again because we have once more Tammy Valerius here on the show. We had her before, and everybody was excited what she is doing with it and her energy. And as we know, with Winspiration, we want really to address and make people aware. We in the Western world, we are so drained at the end, and to be employees, to listen and follow rules, but to handle the present and for sure the future, it's so much more important to really be self-determined and that you are more an entrepreneur, see your life, this period here of planet Earth and incarnation really as an enterprise, to also be an entrepreneur. And Tammy is doing such a great stuff, and if you don't know it yet, look at the other videos and shows we had with her, what she is doing with the kids that are awakening the inner hero. And now she did also for, let's say, kids, young teens, an entrepreneur. And it is so exciting after the first she did the results. And so I'm so happy that you're here again, Tammy, and sharing with us what you did there, what was the target, what happened. And I know you will continue. So there must be something what really works and inspires kids and now us. Welcome.
Thank you, Wolfgang. It's always a pleasure and a joy to my heart to be able to talk to you and connect with you. I just want to acknowledge you for being an incredible, inspiring mentor to me. You've been here on a long part of my journey, right? In from the book launch, Awaken Your Inner Hero, to Inspiration Day, our head and our hearts and our hands have been helping one another to get further along in this journey to support and inspire and influence others. So I just want to take a moment to really just, give you the recognition and the appreciation and the gratitude that I have in my soul. Because the more you help me, the more I can help others, right, in the work that I'm championing them to do. Thanks.
Oh, thank you for saying that. Be so kind. But yeah, everybody gets the impression how Tammy's heart is. She is, even if she has a chance now to talk here for her topics, she just gives praise to someone else. So thank you for showing us that. And now share what was the last entrepreneurial camp for kids. So what is it there? It is so exciting. I'm really curious to hear more about it.
Yeah, well, it was amazing. So we just launched our first ever kidpreneur, young entrepreneurial space camp called Supernova Camp. And it was just an incredible success on every aspect. So first off, we launched this amazing program supporting children as young as 6 to 12. So you think, how do you do that, right? Like, how do you get children engaged that are 6 years old to sign up for an entrepreneurial camp? Well, we had to be creative and we had to bring a lot of personal growth and development and teaching and storytelling into it to really engage and, invite and get kids to be able to understand the process. And the one thing is that I'm really good at working with 4 and 5 year olds, right? So that's one of my superpowers and one of my geniuses. So
did you have the chance, because you worked for before 4 and 5 years old, out of this group to pick, or how did you pick the participants?
So there was an application, so they could apply, and then there was an application for the sponsorship, so they could apply to get sponsored. And we had one of your guests, Keith with Super Better, was one of the sponsors of our program and our camps. So we had other people that got behind these children that wanted to give them an opportunity, and they were international children from all around the world, and also coaches and mentors from all around the world. So we had different time zones, and it was interesting. That's always a fun piece in the time zone section. But we were also looking at children who were already possibly on their entrepreneurial journey, who wanted more like a community, or children that were just getting interested on the entrepreneurial journey. So we did it in, we did 3 hours a day. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we did 3 hours a day where we focused on the three P's, three different P's throughout their space camp journey. Then on Thursday, on the fourth day, they had to work asynchronistic. So they worked on their own and they came up with their power pitch presentation. And then on Friday, they presented to the whole group. And we could not have been more impressed. We had a full class attendance. We had over 28 children enrolled, up to 30 some. We had almost every single child submit their video, their PowerPoint presentation pitch to us, which was incredible to see the outcome. And that tells us two things. Number one, they understood the content, because in order to deliver it. And number two, they have the dedication and determination to take it all the way to the end. So we were so proud of them. And they just were young children, right? So that's the thing. Even in courses, a lot of times adults, don't come and finish to the end, but these kids did. The other thing that made our camp super successful, it was only 3 hours a day. So it wasn't a long day, and we had it balanced out. So it was fun. It was engaging. It was interactive. We had drawing where they could draw, they could do movements, they could do exercises, as well as learn the content. So it was super fun and fast paced, but really streamlined, like the core areas that you need to know to be a successful entrepreneur. We focused on three, the power of three each day. So it was just a really engaging and inspiring camp. The kids' feedback was, and the testimonials were extraordinary. I'd love to send you some of the testimonials that we got, like parents that saying, they thought their child would be bored or, struggle online with it, but they showed up with so much excitement, and it was like the best investment they made. And the community, the kids that were getting together and connecting with one another. Because as we know, Wolfgang, you're as strong as your circle of influence. And where these kids really have other kidpreneurs or other entrepreneurs in the community, it's not usually typical. So for them to be, right? That's why we like to be with these forward thinking, entrepreneurial mindset, positive, inspiring groups, because a lot of times we get stuck in that frequency or that dialogue or those conversations that weigh us down and keep us down. So this was an opportunity for children to connect with others all around the world and then plant their ideas and then give life to them and then practice sharing them, right? And they were just inspiring one another. Like, it was going like wildcrackers, and they were having so much fun. They were like, we're going to miss you guys, because two of the teachers and the coaches and the mentors brought their energy. So that's one of the things. It was like, we need to bring the fun and the flow in this camp. So it started first with the teacher, educators, and coaches. And then we set the tone for it right from the beginning. They had to bring their hero mindset. They had to be focused on the 1% that was going right versus anything that was going wrong, because that's a mindset. And we brought a lot of personal growth and development into the camp. So you can't teach these children business skills and entrepreneurial skills if you don't have personal growth and development skills, correct?
Yes. Well, it's just in general, it's not only kids.
Right. In life and anything, this is, it's so important to bring the learning skills, the personal growth and development skills, the attitude, the initiation, the determination, the perseverance, all these really important core values. If you're not, if that's not the foundation of how you approach life, learning, or any type of leadership or camp or your business, your business isn't going to get off the ground. So we built that all into the programming as well.
Interesting. You talk about the power of three. I just get three points. The first one is showing the fun and flow. That is something what should always be there later in life, not only for the kids. We as adults need to change that concept. That is only for the first years. No, that's what should be in life. And then I'm curious what you then will say to the entrepreneurial skills or attitudes or what it is. Because if I remember when I was six, I had no clue what is an entrepreneur or an employee or whatever. What is it? I only saw bigger people or whatever. And the third thing, what I again is very important, like you said, they presented something. It feels like they could feel it's about them. It's not just like classical school. You learn something for the teacher or whatever, even if you say it's for your life, but you never had the feeling it's really for. So right. What is point two? What do you say? Then they
first got them to really talk about what we did is we grounded it in a story called The Three Pigpreneurs. And so again, we remember stories, right? And so what we did with the three pigpreneurs is we asked them, like, what do we know about the three little pigs, right? They were what? What did they do? They were builders. They built three houses, right? So what we talked about is when they worked together and they built a business around their passion, which was building, they came together as the power of three to create a construction company, but they used all three of their skills. So each of them brought something different to the team. Millie, Tilly, and Billy. So we had three business brains that were all working in collaboration. And so when we went into it, we talked about their passion. We talked about their purpose. We talked about prospects. We talked about philanthropy. We talked about problem, right? That they could, you know, go into solution seeking. And what about the problem of, you know, the big bad wolf, right? Who used to blow down houses, right? They had this problem, but they worked, thought about it. And they came at it with a new upgraded perspective, right? We talked about perspective. We talked all about the piece so that the children would really understand and connect it to fact, right? Some facts as well as fiction, because it made it more fun and engaging. So it was really a powerful way to also get them to think about, you know, their unique skill set and how to work in teams with collaboration and how to, you know, use their, you know, different gifts and talents. So Billy was the business brain and he was really good at coming up with the business. Tilly was the creator. She was good at coming up with the design of the houses. And Millie was all about the operation. And she was really good at negotiating with people, selling the home. So we had them in this really cool story where everybody understood the story of the three little pigs. So it became a center where kids could start from. And then we built into the concept and brought it all the way through. And then when we looked at, like, how did these three business brains and personalities, these brilliant minds, come together to become a solution seeker? And they looked at the wolf and they were thought, Winston is really good at blowing houses down. I wonder if we worked with him as the demolition guy, right? He blows them down, right? Because that's his superpower. And we build them up, but we come together in collaboration. So now he's not going to be an odds in competition with us. We're working in collaboration with our biggest competitor. So we brought in these really fun, cool, engaging stories at a level that a six-year-old, a seven-year-old, an eight-year-old could work with. So we brought it in really simple. And then the older kids, we put them in groups with the younger kids. So there was mentorship and there wasn't competition and they felt comfortable to support one another and fail. We talked about failing forward, how every mistake is not a mistake. It's an opportunity to grow and it's opportunity for challenges. So as they went through the camp, it just wasn't about like becoming a business. You know, it was about personal growth. It was about having a business brain. It was about collaboration. It was about life skills. It was about them thinking about their future, what they could do right here, right now. They don't have to wait to be great. They're already, you know, all these, they already have the power of their imagination. So one of our little friends, like we had two girls that I was coaching for the last year, they joined the camp. And on Wednesday, they were baking doggy biscuits and already going out into their neighborhood and getting dogs to try them and then getting feedback and working on the packaging. And we weren't even done the camp yet. And these kids were already thinking of what charitable organization they wanted to go back to. That was only 3 days. And they were already bringing their neighborhood friends into the concept with them.
Wow. And it's just really, wow. It's just a wow for this, but it's also, I think, what kind of future if we all start learning like this. So that was two questions. So the first one, when you're talking about the kids. You have the experience, like you said, also with younger kids, and it's always a question, are the humans lazy or creative or not, or relative, and they work together or they're all egoistic. So what is your feeling just in general? But this, is this hard to get the kids to work together? Is this for them a totally new concept? Or is it just also natural that it's a kind of more fun to work together?
It is not natural. So what I'm going to say to you is we set the mindset right from the beginning. When you are invited into the camp, we are inviting you to show up as your hero. Because in order for you to be successful, right, your attitude is going to determine your altitude. So everybody had to come in with their best attitude, including the teachers, mentors, and coaches. And so again, we had to, it's easy to focus on what went wrong. It's harder to focus on what went right. So at any day, we were focused on our blessings, our gifts, our like what went right. Because even if you did 10 things right or one thing right, how can that one thing now expand and create a rippling effect? But if you're focused on everything that went wrong and what you didn't like, well, that's going to have a rippling effect. Yeah. So we really had to set a very clear boundaries before they came in. And even in the conversation and the dialogue, mm-hmm. we were nipping that right off the bat. And what we noticed is we were reminding them, you're a cheerleader. You know, failure, mistakes are opportunity for us to grow. This is a safe space. We are championing one another. Like we set the tone from day one, even prior to coming in on board. We were letting parents know. We were letting the teachers know. This is how we're leading the camp. Because we could have had a totally different camp experience if we came in miserable, you know, tired, exhausted.
It was more the question wanted about you seeing the kids now. You see, okay. It sounds for me, okay, to start the project like this, you really need to set the focus and teach them, otherwise it will not work. Is it because they're young? Is it? Well, that was more of a question. Or are they already, when they come to you as a six-year-old, trained wrong? So that the parents or the society already trained them to be, let's say, simply be more egoistic or focus more on the weaknesses and everything, and that they're on the strengths and cooperation is new.
Well, it did happen with one of our coaches and their kids, right? So I could sense that one of our coaches had, you know, they tended to kind of look at, let's say, the glass half empty, right? Mm-hmm. Which their kids were influenced by that. So we got that sense right off the bat, but we reminded them very quick that mm-hmm. we are going to show up being the optimist, being, you know, using our hero head, not taking things from the victim perspective, like what went wrong, or the villain, reactive. We're going to show up at all as our heroes. And if you notice any of the kids, you know, because some of the older kids were like, well, this feels like it might be a little bit too young for me. And so we said, well, you're our coach. At the point, they understand that the content and material has to support six-year-olds as well as 12-year-olds. And so it's not fair to have only everything at a 12-year-old. And what are the benefits? What are the gains of being 12? If you get the simplest information, you now can take that information. Because you're 12 years old, you can really elaborate on that. You could start to make it really expansive and really, you know, complex. That's your ability at the 12-year-old. If you're at the six-year-old, you're just grasping the information. And if you're at the 12-year-old, your job is to take that information and support the younger ones. Because as you support them, you grow yourself as a coach in skills and understanding and awareness, because as we teach it. But if we're trying to understand it and it's too difficult for us to understand, we can't become masters in it either. So again, we're still in the learning curve. And we said to the 12-year-olds, you guys get to be the masters. You get to take this concept and really expand it. Whereas the younger ones are more about learning and understanding and at the beginning stages. And what are the benefits of that? So we got them to turn it around. And immediately after day one, they were like, this is so much fun. And they came in as mentors. Yeah. But we had to stop it, shift it, and say to the teachers and the coaches, you're the coach. How are you going to coach them into better results? How are you going to coach them to shift the perspective on this and into the mindset that this is all the gifts and opportunities of this, instead of seeing the problems and the failures or the imperfections of it? Again, it's a mindset. Where are you going to go from there?
Yes, the mindset, or it's just also, I would say, a different view to humans or to how we should live together. Like you said, we don't focus on weaknesses or the best. But the question is this a weakness? Is this just a judgment? No, what is the strength? And then you talk about the passion and the purpose. And then the different business minds, as you said it, I get the glimpse, the idea, or this is my just hope, I want to put on it, that the kids directly feel, or better understand, that they don't have weaknesses, that they just have better strengths, that they're different, and how
right
it is just to join and not suffer because I can't do this and that. So I think it's valuable.
Wolfgang, we didn't talk about it as weaknesses. We talked about it as
weird.
We talked about it as needs. So for example, a bird that can't swim, that's not a weakness.
Yes.
It's not right? Or a fish that doesn't know how to fly, that's not a weakness. Mm-hmm. But the fish's strength is swimming and the bird's strength is flying. So how do we work with one another? So again, it doesn't have to be necessarily a weakness. It's just that if we work together in collaboration, not weak, we don't have to magnify our needs, right? We magnify our strengths and we stay in fun and flow when we get to stay in the lane, the winning formula of what we're good at. So that's why it's shared leadership. So, you know, Billy, who was the business brain in this story, you know, he took the lead when it came to the business side of it, you know, the legalities and the systems and doing all that. And then Tilly, who was really good at the creative, right? Coming up with the design and decorating and the functionality of everything. She was really good with that and she stayed there. So it's like, how do we magnify our strengths and minimize our needs in working in collaboration? And imagine if children had a camp like this, literally a 5-day camp where they could then set the tone for their entire life and learning and leadership and passions and purpose and connecting life to learning in school. Because now, even if we just planted the seed, these kids now have that concept at ages 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 about how their school skills can help them later on with life skills and business skills or working, you know, what kind of work they want to do and learning these things that school does not focus on. And like you said, it was all about them. They were coming up with their own individual power pitch, their own presentation, like getting them to present it, getting them to think. And they had a whole week to develop that. And if you saw, I think I'd love to share with you, we're going to put together a compilation of some of the kids and a little video. I'll share that with you. You saw what these kids were doing. You would have been so inspired and blown away. They were ready to launch. Some of them were ready to launch their business right off the bat. And the rest of them just showed up so confidently. Like we were in tears. We were so proud of these little people for just showing up. And it's like the Olympics. If you start them in the youngest of ages, when there isn't the fear, resistance, or the stress, or the pressure, or the obligations, these kids just have the time, the energy, and the space to be able to do this stuff versus sitting on video games or, you know, playing outside with their friends and just, you know, complaining that they're bored and things like that. You give these kids opportunities to build this and it expands and it grows and they become the leaders and influencers within the community. So instead of them becoming the followers, they become the leaders.
Wonderful. So wonderful and heartwarming. There's a lot of things. And so when I mentioned weaknesses, so that's what this, that's the classical teacher or the old system. system is focusing on. Like you spoke with Frank's, we talk normally, I took it from Dan Sullivan, the unique ability. Now, so if you just see it with the animals, so what is your unique ability to bring in the world or like a gift in the world? And that's all what shines through here is, and that's what you mentioned at the beginning of the passion and the purpose. So I believe strongly if someone as early as possible gets a glimpse of what is their purpose and understanding of that, but they are not following Facebooks or whatever, like we have the understand in Europe. So, already he's now in his 50, but he never went to school. And it is teaching a lot how to handle kids, and he feels like a kid. And never blame a kid because that it looks so much social media stuff. Just be aware the life or the off media life is too boring. So that's why they're escaping in something. So, and what you're doing is showing that the real life is so much more interesting because then you feel it from the inside, being in spirit, the intrinsic motivation. That is really interesting when it goes. And I'm quite sure you started with 4 or 5 kids. Now we have 6 to 12. I guess you will stay with them or whatever you initiate so that it's not just a one-time thing for them. So if then they go a couple of times a camp like this or start building a business already, we can create there or see there. And I'm not creating it, just seeing people living in flow and passion and creating valuable businesses.
Oh, it was honestly, we made it fun. Like we had a mystery guest on the final day who came in and who was a young, like personal growth and development powerhouse. Like he talked about his journey, how he had an injury when he was 14 years old that stopped his athletic, direction and passion. And he thought, well, what am I going to do with this injury? So he started creating podcasts and he found like millions of followers with him. And he's now like this unbelievable young entrepreneur, influencer. And we brought him on as our mystery guest. And, again, we're showing children that, what happens when upset happens in your life? Like, do you sit down and fall down like the victim or the villain and you sit there and blame everybody? Or do you, take this as an opportunity to grow forward? So at the end of the day, it wasn't so much as if every kid created a business, but we gave them the prospects of what they could do and how their mindset, personal growth. Many of the kids, we started to notice had a common shared interest. So they started to group in clusters. And they were coming up with the most incredible ideas, spinning off of each other's ideas. And again, it wasn't any competition because they were all in different countries. They were all in different communities. So whatever they developed, like they could literally mirror what everybody was doing and there was no threat to it. So they were just in a really incredible way to, if I had a kid, hands down, and if I could get my child right off the bat from 6 years old to have the mindset to be able to use these skills, build these connections, think outside the box, get very clear on what my purpose and passions could be. It didn't have to be the person or purpose or passion, but start the ideas flowing so that when they started school again in September, they are thinking of these things. They are in their community. They're in their homes. They're in their bedrooms. They're coming up with these ideas. And then what happens is look at Olympic champions. They started at 4 or 5, becoming Olympic champions. They started just exploring it. And then they meet friends. And then those friends take them into a different category of experts. And then you have coaches and mentors. And then you become an Olympic champion. But you start them in the youngest stages, because if you wait until they were 18, they're not going to become Olympic champion. They're too far behind the game. So you give your kids a huge opportunity to not only, change their thinking, but change their circle of influence and how they...
And it's not only about becoming an Olympic champion or, like I said, the business. What you mentioned, I think this is the most important thing, is they learn to cooperate, to bring their gift. And you said also, we have the different brains, and then this brain now is leading and this brain is leading. To really understand, life is not about the classical hierarchy. So it's when is your gift needed? When is your gift needed? Or when is it you lead? And we see it already with the younger brains, millennials, though. They don't want to live this stupid life from 9 to 5 and everything.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that everybody needs a business. It's right. Just, well, where can I bring my passion, my gift in? And okay, maybe it's a project for 3 months or whatever. But or what we call, well, like at least in the German, we say what I think in the English is the same thing to say how to create an agile and learning organization, self-learning organization. It's not hierarchy. Brain has not the hierarchy. It's a kind of network. And if people organize like this and learn this, it's incredible. That's the main future skill we need.
The outcome, right? When you go and you go to a sport, it's not that you're necessarily winning the trophy, but you're winning in friendship, in collaboration, in mindset, and, yeah, you know, in how to approach challenges. It's all the gifts that are underlining with it. So again, with these kids, they are thinking about their future. They're thinking about life. They're building life skills. They're thinking about their passions, their purpose, all these things that we don't invite them to do in school. And like you said, in school, they're just a number, right? We're talking to them all in general. In these camps, they show up as individuals.
Yes.
And so there's all of the benefits that, and we supported the three super brains in this camp, their head brain, their heart brain. So their head brain is what are their ideas and their imagination. Their heart brain is what's their passion, what lights them up. We also talked about their gut brain. So their gut brain is making sure that it was prosperity versus wealth. We talked about prosperity because prosperity is the wheel of life. It's having everything in balance. It's having friendships, it's having money, it's having leisure time. And we talked about it's good nutrition, it's good health for you and health. If you're all business, 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 but you're not having fun and you're feeling stressed, that's not success. That's not prosperity. So one of our P words was prosperity. So that even if they think about, you know, when they're 16 or 17, they get their first job, they're thinking about balance, yes, work, life, play, balance. So there's a lot of things that we brought into this camp, like incredible amount of things that you could check off that were just on every structure you would want as a fundamental skill to help your child get that much further ahead in life.
Really? Just let's make a short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
No, that is all so exciting what you have there for the kids. before we dive more into it, because that's what you're talking about. You see, adults don't have it.
Right.
If you go in normal companies, bring them to cooperation, that is often a difficult thing. We are far away from talking about a planet we as something to do. So how did you pick adults who never learned this really to be the mentor for the kids? What did you train them before?
Yeah. So what happened? That's an interesting question. Is we had the Kidpreneur certified coaches that were already teaching the certification for the Kidpreneur program. Mm-hmm. We invited them to learn the camp with us. And then my kindergarten masterclass certification coaches that have been worked with me for the whole year brought the energy, they were the coaches as well. And it was so interesting, Wolfgang, because the ones trained with me with kindergarten masterclass were so fun and creative and playful and energetic and positive. And then we had the business ones that were like very, you know, uptight and nervous and scared. And we were like, oh my God, like our HQ people had to really inspire and brought the other ones over to us. They were very intimidated. Like they were like, we feel sick to our stomach because we don't think we could be as fun and playful as you guys, but they did. They understood the value and the importance of it. So they came over, and because we had more of us, we shifted the energy and the playfulness of the team, and they became very similar to us very quickly. But I said to Sylvia, like, if we wouldn't have had our kindergarten masterclass coaches and mentors, it would have been a totally different vibe for the camp. Because
really, right? Yeah, yes. I grew up with the idea, and I maybe still have to learn it, to implement it, really. If you say, okay, learning is really being capable to implement and not just repeat the information. When people laugh in the office, they don't work. They're not productive. Mm-hmm. And we learned where he is work and there is play. It doesn't need to do. Today we know, even sports teams, you need to have joy, really, to love to do it and then to come in a flow. Yeah. So learning and changing this paradigm is a really an important thing for the whole globe, raise this vibration. And what you share is not, I think it's sort of to make it really clear. You people, and you said also, we focus on the top frequencies, on the plus frequencies. And thus, so your team knew how to hold these frequencies.
You have a space for it.
Yes, and the left brain have a hard time doing it.
Yes, and that's it. But, you know, we needed them, and we were training them. But here's one of the things we said, very clear, you can understand it. We led with our inner child.
Yeah.
So what we did in kindergarten masterclass is we were first about showing up with our inner child, that sense of fun and playful and vitality and joy, fun and flow. And so what happens is because we were skilled in doing that and showing up that way for a whole year, we were able to create and hold the space for everybody else to do that. And soon it caught on. And so again, if you're showing up with your inner child, you're meeting children at the camp level at their little inner child. So what happened is it became a beautiful, fun and playful experience for everyone. Even the teachers were like, oh my goodness, like we saw the transformations that the coaches go from stressed out, strung out, anxiety into like laughing and joyful and playful. We couldn't believe the transformations even in the mentors. That was what for us was like beautiful.
I think when you talk about transformation, what was my picture about it is that happens afterwards, because those is make it very simple now. There's with the numbers, the business mentors, and a cerebral left brain, and you come now with the inner child. I think it's somehow very easy to get them because they all have the inner child, even if they didn't allow it to go out to play and be there. So the moment they get a glimpse of trust, an idea of trust, we anyway can get results. They are happy because you don't go directly in the resonance. And this experience, it was for me at least in one day to accept, okay, we can laugh and create good results. Oh, and then it shifted my brain also. And then the transformation came. And honestly, now I don't want to go back.
I know. I get to play with 4 and 5 year olds all day long. Like, I'm in their vibration and frequency 3 times a day. I teach over 65 kindergarten masterclass children. They're in their best. They show up as their little heroes. So I have zero behavior issues because they're all amazing little leaders and they all want to be leaders more than anything. And they bring out my inner child. So when people see me and they're like, oh my goodness, you're so happy. You're so joyful. It's sincere because I literally, it's like playing in a room of puppies and kittens all day. Like, you know, it's pretty hard to be miserable. I'm not, you know, hit the streets and dealing with crime and a lot of the low vibration, heavy content or dialogue. So it's easy for my inner child to lead with. So when you do a camp like that and you're leading with your hero, which is your best self, your head, brain, your heart, brain, your hands and your gut brain, and you're leading with you're bringing your inner child out, how are the children not going to feel that, or everybody else who's around you? It's energy is contagious. And that's the whole thing. These kids, you don't think they felt the difference between us versus their traditional teachers? They were like, Miss Tammy, Miss Joshua, Miss Sylvia, we're going to miss you guys so much. Because we were just having fun, and me, Sylvia, and Joshua, we were the lead camp leaders. And we bring this because we've been playing together and doing this with each other for a year. And then everybody, it's infectious, right? You start to, you know, build that up, and then we would compliment them and reward them and celebrate them if they were positive in the chat. And if they were bringing forth and they wanted to come on stage, and like we were celebrating them, and we had all these different things to motivate them. So throughout the whole camp. So again, it's like when you bring your best, that's what shows up for everybody.
Yeah, wonderful. That feels, but I get a little bit jealous not being part of you. It's very interesting, but I still like to understand.
There's going
to
be more. This is just our first camp.
Yet, but I still like to get all that out, how you picked and prepared the mentors before. It's not just you want to be on the mailing list, okay, or whatever. Do you have time for this? So
they were certified.
What were you looking for, and how you, and I wouldn't say trained, but made them aware, and how you agreed and that they could also then be flexible enough and focus enough on this, because it is something not only for kids, that is for every group, for every seminar, for companies, extremely valuable.
We are very selective. So the first thing was, is they wanted to run their own camp. So they had a deep desire to learn how to run this one, because they wanted to do it themselves. So that was the first thing. The second thing is, they were trained with us. So we had some sessions prior to, and we put the expectations, you know, the feel with the vibration, how we were going to do this. So we did the training with them as well beforehand. And we also wanted to know what their strengths were. We put them in alignment with what their strengths were. And then we also strategically placed each other. So for example, there was three leads, myself, Sylvia, and Joshua, and we had 2 support team in with us. And we also had my original kindergarten masterclass certified educators in each section as well. So they were really comfortable bringing their inner child. So again, we made sure that it was balanced, that we were the right combination with each other, and that we would be able to support each other into the result.
But you said we did it. Who was we?
So Sylvia and I were the ones that developed the camp. We are in partnership with Adam Torin. And so he is the co-founder of Kidpreneurs with his brother Matthew. And then Sylvia and I, because we had run our Stardust camps before, we took his business concept and certification, and then we created it with HQ Education, our personal growth and development stuff. And then Sylvia and I took our existing camp, and then included all of his Kidpreneur content and structures into it. So it was a combination of personal growth and development and young entrepreneur leadership skills.
How long did it take to prepare the mentors?
We have been working with them because Sylvia and I are teaching them the HQ education, the hero intelligence education, dialogue, personal growth. And also because I'm a teacher, I was also teaching them how to best teach the business course right? Mm-hmm. Because again, a lot of these entrepreneurs aren't necessarily teachers. So they were struggling with how do we actually teach very young children so that they learn them really effectively. So that was the piece that Sylvia and I were coming in, and we had monthly meetings with the Kidpreneur certified educators. And we also added and upgraded to the Kidpreneur certification program. So we were bringing in our pieces, the teaching piece, the personal growth and development stuff, into it. So it became a very beautiful, holistic program. So we were working with the educators, we were upgrading the content and material, and then the camp was the result of that, that if they wanted to do this and run these camps on their own, they could come and train with us. So there was a lot of motivation and incentive for them to want to get behind this and actually really learn it and then develop it and deliver it with us effectively.
Great. Let's make just another short break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
So now you had this camp, and if I understood it right, it was a really intense also preparation for everybody who went to there, because it was different education, long education also, to come to this point. I guess from there it's easier to create new mentors when you figure it all out. But then the camp was, was a week. So from Monday to Friday, and this was the first 3 days, was 3 hours. And Thursday off and Friday the presentation.
Yeah, it was 3 hours.
And this was an online this made, so that's why they could be round the globe, different cultures. Really creating also a kind of we feeling round the globe is really wonderful to hear. So now the week is over. So what happens now with the kids?
So we still have, they got t-shirts, they got a yearbook kind of page of, like a camp page where all their faces are there. And then they're going to get opportunities to work with us, possibly go through their own certification through the Kidpreneur Young Business program with teachers or educators that actually are certified and are running the program. And then we're going to be creating more camps. So these kids could even possibly come in as guest speakers or mentors or share some of their ideas. So it's still going to be growing, and they'll be invited to participate.
Building a community really out of that. Yes.
Yeah. It's really amazing. And like I said, it's like scaffolding, right? Their first opportunity, some kids were further ahead than the others. But again, as they start to continue down this process, they're going to develop more and more skills. But the biggest thing for me with this camp was really about setting it up for success, because it's like school. The reason for me in, as a teacher, I set my students up for success because I put the fundamentals, which is the personal growth and development, the learning skills, the leadership skills in place so that I maximize their learning and their success in academics. A lot of teachers don't do this. They just come in and they teach the expectations and they teach the expectations or the objectives and the subjects, and they don't do the foundation. Imagine a coach who didn't coach their team into motivation and drills and all these things to get the result. They just taught them the skill. They wouldn't be winning, let's face it.
Yeah.
So that's huge.
That's really huge because it's just a start. It's like the seed. So I can just get an idea what can come out of this. If you keep doing this and then others, like you said, make their own camp, that can be really a huge movement. Wonderful, looking forward what can come out of this, that people are happy and finding the passion. I know you will do many more.
This is just the first. Yeah. And what we're doing is we don't have the date yet for the second one, but we're taking, kids can go on to the Kidpreneur Supernova website, and they can go on a waiting list. And then the other thing is if you can't afford it, there's also sponsorship spaces. So, you know, whatever it is, if you want to give your child that extra advantage, that's what's really beautiful about this this camp. And what's amazing is it's not just in one location or one country. It's accessible to anybody around the world. So imagine giving these kids their entrepreneurial skill set and the mental and emotional mindset and mindfulness skills and abilities built into something like this. Where could they eventually be in 10 years? And again, what do we not talk to kids about in school? Finances, right? Imagine if you invested your money and you knew how to invest, even if you created a little small time business, like these girls made over $100 in one day in their little selling bracelets and soaps and doggy biscuits, right? So if you make this in one day and you put that $100 in that bank, where is it going to be in 50 years from now? So understanding money and investments and adding to it versus if you wait 10 years later, where are you going to be financially? These are things that we talk about, you know, math in school, but we don't talk about money and finances. So how much importance are these kids getting? And the last thing I just wanted to share with you is one of my favorite stories. If you think about, you know, kids might have the ability, they might have the skill. And I love talking about the story of the tortoise and the hare, right? Because here's the tortoise. He's in his winning formula. He's on land and he's fast, right? But he's got a bad attitude. He's lazy. He doesn't maximize his attitude. He goes and has a rest under the tree, right? So you got this resting potential that's amazing. Then you get this little turtle who's not in his winning formula. He's slow, but he's got the attitude, determination, perseverance, slow and steady. And what happens? He's the winner in the end. Not because he had all this potential, all these gifts inside of him. No, but because of his attitude that got him there. So I see it all the time in school. I see children who have all these abilities, physicality abilities, looks, confidence, this, that, but they don't have a good attitude and they see everything as half empty and they're the victims or the villains and they waste that resting potential. And then I see other children who struggle sometimes with learning disabilities or their looks or their confidence, but they are hardworking. And those are the kids I want to get behind and those are the kids I want to support. And those are the kids that in the end, you see them and they are thriving. And those are the kids that are going to be, you know, imagine now if you had resting potential and the attitude, you're going to be a rock star up at the top. So this is the stuff that these camps will do at the end for these children.
That sounds so wonderful. And give you all a note, like Churchill said, never give up, or it's persistence or whatever. On when he said, oh, they have it all. Oh, look at this person that has so much potential. But potential is nothing. It's just potential. Unused capabilities, abilities, and everything. And like we said, those who are really willing to use and to learn and to focus on their strengths, they will always be a winner. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's enough to out like, that's wonderful also in this cooperation thing. And then when we talk about winspiration or win-win, it's not about win-lose. It is about way. And you mentioned so much more winning. Is it fun? Is it flow? Is it wisdom? Is it strength? So whatever. It's gaining so much more. And we can only dream that those things, like you said, oh, this is not a school. This is not a school that this comes in school. And the finance you mentioned and that what you teach is for me so important for the future, because the world is changing. The world is shifting so much. Even if we could say, oh, we don't like the school system and the way from 9 to 5, but it was a time where people could survive, where they could make a living and next generation. But this is over. Yeah, the artificial intelligence, so many people who would just focus on this will not have it. So finance system, where the pension coming from and everything,
right,
will be so different in the future. And here,
proactive. They're going to need to be proactive. And not only that, schools right now teach you to be a follower, to be a passive listener learner.
Yeah.
A program like this is going to give those kids a very forward thinking and head start on how to plan about their future, on the things that, you know, you don't want to think about this when you're 60 years old or 50 years old, that I should have done this. And
yeah,
like I said, you said AI is going to change with the way the world is looking at. It's going to be entrepreneurship. It's going to be, kids are going to be independent. And if they don't have the skill set, or they don't have the practical knowledge, or the people that can help them get ahead, they're going to be the ones left behind. And that's where you really give your kid an opportunity to forward with a different circle of mindset, students as well, and youth.
Great words. Tammy, thank you so much for the work you're doing, just for the kids. But what I say, when you do work for the whole planet, it's just so much more. Yeah, they grow up. They like we said, you prepare them for a different world which is coming, and not being afraid of AI or whatever is coming, or even more joy in the future, because we are not the followers, we are the leaders. And there's so much more to see in the world and live your true passion. Sammy, tell you once again, thank you so much for being on the show, and everybody who can hear this and tune in. Kids, register. I really can recommend it. And just be inspired and wait for the next great shows.
Sam, thank you so much.
This was another episode of Winspiration, Wisdom and Information to support you getting out of illusions, false identifications, limiting beliefs. We all have the power and potential to be more, do more, have more, give more. Reality is what is possible in the universe, and the best is yet to come. If you want to dive deeper into possibilities of creating the extraordinary future, go to winspiration.global or to wolfgangsonnenberg.com. More information and some free downloads, like the email program Dream Goals Reality or a copy of the book The Best Is Yet to Come, can be found on the UK Health Radio website under the Listen on Demand and Presenters section. Join us again next week on the Winspiration Show for more wisdom and information to create your extraordinary future.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time, and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget, so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away.
Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.